him a fantastic 18-12 win at LFC. Just sum that up in a couple of words.
You know, we put ourselves in a bad position. You know, we ended up going down and wasn't helping ourselves out, giving penalties away and errors in the wrong parts of the field. And you know, even though all them things were happening, you know, it still felt like we was in with a shot in the game, and we just grinded our way through it. And you know, come towards the back end, you know, the last 20 minutes, you know, we seemed to have a real good dig and completed a few sets, stayed down their end, and you know, we ended up coming away with a decent victory.
What exactly did Wayne say in the changing rooms at half time? Because it was literally a completely different performance in that second half. We looked like the old Wigan again.
Yeah, it was. There was no shouting or screaming or anything like that. It was very technical and wanted to just sort up a few things what we thought would help us in the second half, and just a few defensive things. What, you know, I thought was really good. We conceded two tries from kicks, which we're quite happy with. Our defence has been good all year, and just attacking wise, we just thought we could be a bit more clinical.
But the kicking game as well seemed to make massive improvements tonight than in recent weeks. Is that something that the backs mainly have worked on in the week, or is it just click tonight?
Yeah, I think we all admit we missed Smeags last week a bit, and you know, he's been big for us going back tonight. His kicking game was great, and George is the same. You know, he's been really good for us. So I think we could have just been better with our kick chase as well. You know, backing it up and you know, making sure we keep them down at their end. But I think that was one thing that really did help us, and you know, we need that because the big things coming into you know the playoffs, we need to have a good kicking game and a good kick chase, which will help us out a lot of time.
And I think you could tell how much it meant to the team at full time when you all ran over to the fans and started celebrating with the fans, because it's not just them who support the club, you support the club as well.
Yeah, of course we do. There's a lot of us Wigan lads, and the lads who are not, they've bought into the culture and they love the club. So you know, it's good to see how we all celebrate at the end, but it's a big victory for us. We needed it going into these next last couple of games. It's going to be, you know, big for us, another 3 points on the board, and still in with, you know, a slight shot again at the top spot as well.
It's a massive confidence boost as well, isn't it, because beating the Challenge Cup winners of this year, beating league leaders, you can't get much better than that. So the spirit must be very high at the minute.
No, it is. It puts on a bit of a roll on as well, and we can take that into our next week again, because we've got a big game against Warrington, who are currently at the top, and you know, if we want a chance of being on the top spot, we're going to have to knock them off as well. So you know, we need to take the confidence out of this game, but you know, there's a few areas we could probably fix up in attack. I think our defence is, you know, pretty good where it is at the moment.
And finally, is that League Leaders' Shield still a goal for Wigan?
I think we're just going to take every game at a time. You know, if the League Leaders comes, it comes, and it'll be a massive bonus for us. But what we want to do, we want to finish as high as possible. If League Leaders is possible, then we want that.